Alright, welcome back to Teaching Tuesday. This is the second part of the grammar unit slash section that I'm going to do. Last week I talked about parts of speech, so the nouns, the pronouns, verbs, all that stuff. Today I'm going to focus on what phrases and clauses are, some of the main ones that you're going to deal with, how to identify them, so on and so forth. So buckle up and enjoy listening to today's podcast. All right, so to start out with, I'm going to start with phrases. Now, the first phrase is that I want to talk about is a prepositional phrase. Now, these are phrases that start our group of words within the sentence. And this one in particular starts with a preposition. And usually they indicate a direction or a location. So like going to the movies with Sarah. So in a big example would be Sam decided to go to the movies with Sarah. To the movies would be one of the prepositional phrases. With Sarah would be another. That just is indicating where Sam is going and with whom. The next little part that goes with it is the object of the preposition. Now it's the noun or pronoun, whatever it may be, that follows that preposition. So the preposition shows the relationship of the noun to the rest of the sentence. So let's say the bowl was on the table. So on the table would be your prepositional phrase, with table being the object of that preposition. Because where is the bowl? It's on the table. So it kind of acts as one of the verbs we talked about last week. I'll let you try and figure out which one that would be if you listened last week. Go back in and try to figure that out. Once you do, go ahead and contact me and I'll let you know if you're correct. Alright, so the next few phrases that we're going to talk about deal with the other parts of speech that are kind of easy peasy. So a noun phrase, it's a phrase or group of words that starts out with a noun or pronoun. Usually has some sort of accompaniment, so like articles, the, you know, this, that, numbers, possessive, quantifiers, adjectives, complements, anything else. Verb phrases are where you have at least one verb and the dependents, whether they be the objects, the complements, other modifiers, but it doesn't always include the subject. So let's say, for example, that in a sentence called like this, a fat man put the money quickly in the box. So the words put the money quickly in the box would be the verb phrase because it consists of the verb put and everything that comes after it. But it does not include a fat man because that's the subject. So it pretty much you look for your verb or verbs, because sometimes you can have more than one verb phrase in a sentence, and you go from, if you have more than one verb in your sentence, you're going to have two or more verb phrases. So you would go from that first verb up until that second verb, or start with the second verb up to the end of the sentence, or the next verb if you happen to have an extremely long sentence that has more than two verbs. But usually it's very rare in today's society. And so those would be your verb phrases because it deals with the verb and then everything that goes with that verb. Your objects, your complements, the modifiers for those things, whether they be the indirect objects, so on and so forth. The next one is adverbial phrases, so adverbs. So a phrase that describes a verb, adjective, or an adverb. There's five different types. One deals with manner, second with place, third with time, fourth with frequency, and fifth with purpose. So an example would be, the sun is high in the sky. In the sky would be the adverbial phrase because it's describing how high the sun is, where in the sky, you know, a matter of place, that the sun is. Mm-hmm. All right. Adjective phrase is the next one, is the last phrase that we're going to talk about today. And it's just a group of words that, as the name says, starts with an adjective, and that adjective phrase modifies your noun. So, here's an example. She had extremely menacing eyes. Eyes is going to be the noun. Extremely menacing is going to be your adjective phrase. Menacing being the main adjective. So you can say she had menacing eyes, but you can't say she had extremely eyes. So that's why menacing would be your adjective. Extremely menacing would be your adjective phrase. Because you have one or more adjective or other words that are modifying your noun. So usually you only have those adjective and adverbial phrases when it's more than one word that's modifying your noun, noun or verb. And usually consists of more adjectives and or adverbs. All right, the next thing I want to talk about is subject and predicates. This is really, really easy. Subject is what the sentence is about. Predicate is what that subject did. So a good example would be Mr. Morton walked down the street. Mr. Morton is the subject because he's the one that's doing the action. Walked down the street is what our subject did, what Mr. Morton did. That is direct from Schoolhouse Rock's subject predicate video. If you want to go watch that, it's pretty fun. And then the last thing I want to talk about today is clauses. All right, sorry about that. My last segment got cut off because I'm using my phone today. And I got a call for some reason. It was a random number, so it cut me off on my last one. So the next section that I want to talk about is clauses. These are going to be really, really easy, really simple, really quick. So there's really two types of clauses. You have your main clause or your independent clause and your dependent clause. Now, the reason I said main clause for independent clause is because it helps us understand the difference. So your independent clause is a group of words that can stand alone as a sentence. Your dependent clause is a group of words that can't stand alone as a sentence. Usually, sometimes these are differentiated by your punctuation, whether a comma, by dashes, semicolon, colon. Those are just the big groups of phrases that can't stand alone by themselves, or they can stand alone by themselves. So usually a good test is to take out that punctuation that separates them, put the two sections alone. The one that makes sense is your independent clause, or the main clause, because it's the main idea. Your dependent clause is the one that needs the other clause in order to make sense. Now, if anything I've said today does not make sense to you, please let me know. I will try to explain things a little easier, give you more examples, but today's stuff is pretty easy, self-explanatory, so I really don't need to go into further detail, but if I do, please let me know.